Goldilocks and the Three Bears, you're now entering the locker room. So let's koozie up and let's talk some hockey. Today we have the Roosters Hockey Club out of Saskatoon, Canada.
My name's Brandon. I guess I'm kind of the guy that runs the team for the most part there and kind of the team rep. Run pretty much all of our social media stuff and everything there. Then I'm also the goalie for the team. So I guess I'll pass it off to you guys.
Go ahead. So I'm Owen. I kind of started the team with Brandon, played every season and play defense and don't score many goals, get a lot of penalties.
Doesn't get as many penalties as me. I'm Harrison. I'm a forward. I started playing a couple of years back, maybe a couple of games here and there. And then I started playing the entire season starting in this summer. And yeah.
Nice. And where are you guys located?
Yeah, this is gonna be fun. Jinx. Here. We're just out of Saskatoon, so up north in Canada. So I don't know how many, I think you've had one Canadian team on here so far, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess we'll be your second Canadian team. So I guess the team from out west up north.
And are we drinking anything this evening?
Indeed we are. For me anyways, I got some original 16 here. If you're from Saskatchewan, anytime you go to Rush game or Blades game or anything, that's the good old SaskTel Center there. That's what they're serving. So it's got to stay faithful to that anyways for now.
We're a little bit more hardcore here in our household. I'm drinking just some straight Fireball
and some good old Captain Morgan.
Just straight from the bottle? Or
yeah,
do we have, like, glasses?
You won't see me do it on camera here, but when you see me duck off camera, that's the reason for it.
that's amazing. I try to get a beer close to my teammates, is what I like to call it. Obviously, in Texas, it's very hard to get imported beers. So I got Kingsville, their IPA, because they're local to Canada and Texas. So it kind of works. It's a tasty beer. It's fantastic. And it's easy. It's an easy drink. So, and I can get it everywhere. So that's nice. So I like to start off with the three beers. So first off, is your favorite beer?
Do you guys want to go first on that one?
No, you got it, Ash.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. Probably my favorite is honestly, at least for me, like post game, I like a good Bud Light or Coors Light just because it's easy to get and everything and whatnot. But yeah, I guess my second choice would be the original 16 that I'm drinking right now. So that's my favorite anyways.
I'm not the biggest beer drinker, but when I do enjoy one, it's usually either just like a Budweiser, Bud Light, or a Corona.
Yeah, I try to drink 9 Mile is one of our local micros here, and I try to sample a couple of their beers. Yeah, they have lots of seasonal flavors, pretty good. I stay away from the fruity stuff because I like IPAs, something a little bit more hoppy. And then other than that, just Budweiser, Bud Light, just the classics.
Very nice. And what is your least favorite beer? Obviously, this will be easy for one of you.
Yeah, definitely. Hey. For me, honestly, I'm not too picky with anything. For me, I think a lot of people would, I don't know if you guys would agree with me on this or not, but a lot of people that are big Rider fans and everything would hate it, but I absolutely despise Pilsner. Like, it tastes like piss and I cannot drink it.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of Pilsner or dark stuff. Like,
Yeah, I'm going to have to join you on that Pilsner one there. I've tried to choke a couple down just because it's a Saskatchewan thing to do, but just can't do it.
Nope.
It's one of the few beers that even if it's free, I'll turn it down.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
A couple of the boys in the dressing rooms enjoy them and bring a couple extras, and they usually get left in the cooler unless they're drinking them. So.
Yeah, I'll give props to Adam for bringing in Pilsner the one time, because, I mean, it's free beer. I'll take it, but... sorry if Adam, if you're listening in, we'll still take the free beer. Or what was that? Yeah, I think it was Adam that brought it that time. We'll still take it, we'll drink it maybe, but
And then of course you kind of talked about it already, Brandon, but I like to talk about your favorite post-game beer or drink of choice.
Yeah, so yeah, as I mentioned earlier, there are definitely Coors Light, Bud Light. Honestly, kind of anything like that. I'm not too picky, but those are usually the easiest to get a hold of. And these, I don't know, I find the best to go down post game anyways for me anyways. And
I would tend to agree that a good old Bud Light's pretty good after the games, or if we're feeling a little bit more energetic, we'll go with a spirit of some kind. I can't even think off the top of my head what what's those, like, you know the ones, those like apple ones, the crisp apple. Who does those ones?
Like ciders.
Yeah, but like what's the brand? Do I shout them out?
Like the red.
I know that. Just I'll find it here. Well, Owen gives his answer here.
After the games, I usually just Bud Light, or I'll go with a seltzer, just because tastes like water and you can choke back quite a few of them before you have to go home at the end of the night. And yeah,
it's a bumper crop. Shout out to the fellas at Bumper Crop. Don't know where they're from or what they're doing, but I enjoy their ciders.
It tastes good.
7% too, so it gets the job done a bit quicker.
Oh yeah, is it super sweet?
It's not terrible, it's just like any other cider.
Well, some of them can be like Angry Orchard can be real sweet, like,
yeah,
uncomfortably sweet.
it's a little less sweet than those, but it's just like, yeah, it's just like a no name brand drink. Yeah, exactly.
I could not agree more. So let's talk some hockey. So what got you into playing hockey? I mean, you guys are all Canadian, so did you just come out of the womb, or did it come later in life? Like, how does that work?
I think it's, I don't know about you boys, but I think it's like standard, especially if you grow up in Saskatchewan, you got to put on the skates at least once. And then usually it goes from there. I don't think many people, if once the skates are on, you got to stick in your hand and you're kind of hooked kind of thing. But yeah, no, for me, I know I started skating when I was pretty young, but I didn't actually get into like organized hockey until I was like, I think like 9. So I was a bit later than everybody else, but didn't really matter anyways. Being a goalie, I played like, I think like my first year of hockey, I played the first half as a player. And then after that, it was a goalie. So, and I've been that since, so I don't know.
How did you end up getting into being a goalie? Did you just, were they like, we need a goalie, and you just fell into it? Or did you actually have the weird gene bug? Like,
I know I definitely had the weird gene bug. I think you guys probably know that I got like weird superstitions and shit like that, but and weird quirks and all that during the games and whatnot and before and all that. But no, I think it was like my first year. It's kind of that age. I think I'm assuming it's probably the same for you guys too. Same, because I guess we didn't play like in the same area, I guess same zone, as they zone the city off. That's how minor hockey works. So we're different zones and all that. So I didn't really, I would have played against you guys, but I didn't really meet until like high school and everything. But the way it worked back then anyways was you kind of, everybody got their turn playing goalie. And then I don't know, I just really liked it. And I think I just asked my coach if I could just keep playing, and the way it worked, it just happened. I was good at it. I think I got like 6 shutouts in like half a season. So like, okay, maybe this thing is for me. So just kind of stuck.
Yeah, I was a little bit on the same path. I didn't start until a bit later, same as Ashwin, around like grade 4, which is like age 9-ish. I kind of just started playing because it's what all the cool guys were doing. So I wanted to be a little bit cooler, you know. We played soccer when we were younger, and I wasn't too amazing at that. So I figured I'd try something to see if I was a little bit better going at that. And turned out to be just a little bit better, but we did end up playing beer league, so obviously not that good.
Kind of put the cap on it.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I started really late for what's considered normal in Saskatchewan. Like I didn't start playing until I was 13-14. It's so like by the time I was playing, lots of the guys were playing for 4 to 6 years already. So I started really late, and I started because Harrison here had already been playing for 2 years, and I was like, hey, that looks like fun.
late bloomer.
Yeah.
And then you guys kind of touched on it, but what positions do you play?
I play defense, and Harrison plays forward or defense if needed, depending on how short the bench is.
Yeah, I've played both forward and defense through like our minor hockey time, so I've got experience in both, I guess.
I started playing defense because actually one of the guys on the team signed up and went through tryouts as a defense. I went through as forward, and come the first game of the regular season, he's like, yeah, so I want to play forward, not defense. And I drew the short end of the stick and got sent back to D. And it kind of just stuck like that. That was like my second year of hockey. And yeah.
Very nice. So now we definitely have to talk about the team name. Where did that come from? Is there an innuendo? All that jazz.
Originally, we put it in the group chat and we wanted to be called the Moose Knuckles, but the league manager kind of shut that one down because apparently it's too provocative. So yeah,
I mean, yeah, that logo was that logo that we had, I had done up there, it was something else. So we wanted something a little tamer, I guess, because even like I think iteration of the name was going to be the Cox, and I figured that you know, looking sponsorship wise, if we ever have sponsors in the future, that team named the Cox or the Moose Knuckles might not go so well. So I guess, yeah, kind of.
Yes, speaking more specifically on the logo, though, we do have a pretty nice logo going on with some little innuendos going as well.
Yeah, I guess I don't know if you can see on the hoodie here, but got a nice little chin going there. Hey,
Gobbler. Yeah. So it is, I mean, okay, so obviously I've had another Canadian team on and they had very vulgar team names before they settled on AM Lumber. So do you just feel like you guys kind of embrace the innuendos and like the beer league being kind of silly and like owning it?
I feel like so. Kind of a like more Canadian thing is when you go out to play some hockey, especially when you're a bit older, it's more just for the fun of it. And yeah, just having some funny names makes it a bit better. Like we got one team in our league named like the Seamen and stuff.
Yeah.
And they've got some pretty creative logos on
their jerseys. Are pretty good. Some purple plaid.
Yeah. It's quite quite interesting to say the least.
They have purple plaid.
Yeah, purple plaid with a big C on their jerseys, and
yeah, and a
couple little swimmers around the shoulders. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's
interesting.
Interesting. So you had a design made and everything for the original Moose Knuckle name.
We had the logo done up anyways, and then I think we were waiting to see if that would even get through first instead of wasting time trying to get a design going. But like, I mean, the logo was like, I will say, I think the team loved it, but yeah, no, I think we'd run into some issues trying to get that onto the jersey and getting the league to approve it and everything and all that. Cause I mean, I think the name might've been able to fly. But yeah, that logo, that would have been a hard sell, I think.
Yeah. Were you guys like a pink color scheme too? Like, did you already have all that?
I think we were going to go green.
Oh, it was okay.
Like, green and black or something like that, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely an interesting look.
So you've settled on the PG Roosters, but then still kind of kept the logo provocative.
Yeah. a little borderline to keep it PG, but yeah, no, even like our team, I guess, I don't know what you want to call it, slogan or motto there, Cocky Hockey, I just came up with it one day. I was like, gosh, that sounds pretty good. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah, we did. Brandon was saying we got reported on Instagram the other day for using the hashtag, but
yeah that was something like, I think I went to go post the last bit of our schedule there, and it gave me a little pop-up as I went to post. It's like, there's something in your, like, in your post that maybe has been considered offensive or something was reported before. I was like, what the heck? And I'm like, there's no words in there except for that hashtag that would have been offensive, so I don't know.
Wow. So you got the vulgar, like, crude violation, yeah. Violating community policies or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, they don't like hockey hockey, apparently. I don't
think they take the post down.
No, it's still up. I don't know. Maybe it was a glitch in the system. I don't know. Instagram's weird sometimes. So
sometimes if you're like, oh, like I don't see it, like they'll like ignore it, but that's crazy. How often have you used that hashtag?
I think I started using it since the beginning of our first season. So that would have been like July 2020 or something like that. So it's been a while.
So you guys have only been a team for a short period of time, or just the Roosters?
As the Roosters, kind of short there, I think. Yeah, July 2020, or I guess it would have been kind of backpedal there, about to March there. A couple of the guys there in the team reached out to me wanting to just put a team together for the summer kind of thing, and then COVID hit and all that, but we still want to go through with it, and I think we all had like a lot of fun getting back together, making that team and all that we just decided to. I left my old team and stuff, and I think you guys would have left your old team and that, and yeah. Just kind of went forward with it. But I guess if you want to go back to the roots of the team there, we had like a high school intramural floor hockey team.
Yeah.
And, we did that for, we had like custom shirts and like an Instagram for that, all that shit too. So it was kind of natural just getting an Instagram and all the social media stuff for this going. Although I'm a lot better at doing it now than I was back then. I'll say that for sure.
Wow. So you guys have kind of been friends and like hanging out since high school and then playing on a floor hockey team.
There's two guys on the team that I've played hockey with and I've been friends with since I started hockey. The one of them I went to preschool through grade 12 with. And then most of the other guys, it was like grade 9, 10, 11, 12. And then we have a couple younger guys like Harrison here. And
I think I'm the youngest on the team, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just grew up with those guys as well, because I was the cool younger brother who was better than his older brother at hockey. So
some things never change. You got to embrace it.
That's something you never hear, the cool younger brother.
Exactly, right?
All my friends wanted to have younger siblings that they could be bad influences on, so they all decided to be a bad influence on mine, I guess.
I've turned worked out all right.
Worked so. Out pretty well. Someone got him kicked out of like 6 games this year.
Something like that. Yeah, we're getting up there, that's for sure. We're carrying the penalty minutes for the team. But that kind of goes. I'm also number 69. So it kind of just comes with the territory.
You have to embrace the goonness that comes with the number.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's all for fun out there, so that's all that matters.
He definitely doesn't come home and complain to his girlfriend after the games if he doesn't get a call going his way after he gets mad at the ref and gets a penalty.
No, I don't think anyone does that. All right, enough about me. Let's move on to the next topic.
Well, it sounds like you have a chip on your shoulder that needs to be talked about.
I've got more than a chip on my shoulder. I've got a hothead that I've been trying to outgrow for my entire life. So.
Are you the most in penalty minutes?
No. If there's guys on our team who have gotten more penalty minutes from scrums that have started from me, so. I would say I'm definitely in the top three, but
yeah, you're top three.
Yeah.
I think Riley's number one, but I think you're like two or three anyways.
Yeah. And his big penalty minute games have come from scrums I've started. So yeah. Yeah. I like to get guys riled up. It's kind of funny, but yeah.
What level do you guys play at?
Yeah. There's like the bottom tier, which is guys that have like adults that have never played hockey, and then there's us.
There Which is a lot still of like a whole level above most of us here, besides like Minnesota and stuff, because like you guys have been playing like
I guess if like in comparison directly, we might have a little bit more skill, but I guess it's I don't know if you've checked out our team's YouTube page. You'd be able to see us in action on there in the team's reverse. Shout out to the Saskatoon Hockey Club on YouTube. Check us out. I don't know our hyperlink, but it'll be in the description, right?
You can find it.
Yeah.
Do you guys like GoPro or just use Live Barn, or is it just like somebody recording you guys, like a girlfriend?
Just Live Barn for now, anyways.
My friends are too busy making fun of us up in the stands, actually.
They like to sit upstairs where they can drink away their sorrows of us playing hockey, thinking we're still going to go somewhere with it.
Well, I mean, it's still a possibility, right?
Oh, you should see the scouts in the stands. I think the one guy's girlfriend is scout, so.
For her next boyfriend? So have you grown up watching hockey? Like, do we have a pro team that we like? Do we care? How does that all go down?
I personally used to watch a lot more hockey than I do now. I used to like watching the Vancouver Canucks because they're Canadian and they like the Sedins, but yeah, they suck now, so I haven't watched them for like, honestly, I haven't watched them since they lost the Stanley Cup to Boston in like 2011.
Yeah, 2010, 2012, something like that. I was the same way, not with Vancouver, though. Didn't like those guys. I liked the Buffalo Sabres, and I still am a little low-key fan of them. I'm one of their like dozen fans, something like that. But yeah, we're still kicking with them. I was a big fan of Ryan Miller back in the day, and like Thomas Vanek and stuff, but once anyone I knew kind of moved on, and really once they got whatever his name was,
Eichel,
yeah, Jack Eichel, I kind of stopped watching him because I didn't really like watching him play. He was so and I was a little bit butthurt that we didn't get the first pick.
Yeah, that we didn't make David. Yeah, and then I guess for me there, well, I guess when I was like really little, I was a big Leafs fan. That was like my whole family. It was like a cult thing almost with the Leafs there. But I grew into a Caps fan anyways, and I still am for the most part today anyways. I haven't really been watching as much this year just because I've been so busy. But yeah, no, if I get a chance to watch a Caps game, I'll still watch them if I can.
Awesome. Yeah, so do you guys have multiple jerseys? Because I see the one behind you, like,
oh yeah, hey, yeah, have you got...
Oh, what, that thing back there?
Oh, that I just miraculously put there so that you would talk about it.
Yeah, no, we got just the one jersey for now. We'll probably have another one at some point. It's just that there's been like, we've been trying to get like a roster just finalized and everything, and I think next time we're not getting names on the jerseys because it's such a pain. When you guys come in, it's like, oh, this guy doesn't have a name on his jersey and all that. But no, we just went with like a cream colored jersey, if you will. They're just kind of a old team that I was on did that. And they're like, yeah, we only have to have one set of jerseys because nobody has this color. And it's not it's not white and it's not a dark color. So we don't think we've had any issues running into like a team with a similar color. So I think running one jersey for now works pretty good anyways.
Yeah. A couple of the guys do have the old jersey. When we first started, we had blue jerseys. Oh,
yeah. Right.
Which weren't the greatest quality jerseys because we were just starting out, but they did the trick. But yeah, the cream jerseys are definitely what we rock every game now, and all the guys seem to like them.
Yeah, I'll take credit on the design for that one. Yeah. I did design that one. I guess it's kind of like a bit of a college hockey look with the wording on it there. I don't know. I thought it looked pretty cool, but yeah. And then I guess plug in for there for Rival Hockey there for doing them up. They did a great job with them, and we're I mean, they really lasted well. Like, I don't think anybody's had any issues with theirs. So,
no, and for the later orders as well.
Yeah,
definitely.
Are they embroidered or just?
What do you call it? Sublimation or however the heck you say that. There they're just.
I couldn't come up with it either.
they're a bit on the cheaper side, but not that. I mean, obviously, cost is cheaper. You can get them with high quality, the better. But no, I just figure something like that would last a bit longer. Maybe at some point we'll get like embroidered ones, but I think maybe we might need a sponsor to help us out with that.
I'm not down to drop that kind of dough on that.
That's where you draw the line.
The cocky hockey isn't what pays the bills, unfortunately. if somebody out there listening wants to get us some new cocky threats, I'm not gonna complain about it. Exactly.
So you started as a team, then COVID kind of hit. Are you still in a season? Are you going into a new season?
Yeah, no, we're still in a season. It's kind of, I guess before, it's kind of weird because last year COVID really screwed things up, but usually kind of what the typical season is, it runs from September, playoffs kind of start in April kind of thing, and that's the full season. And then there's like a spring summer season that would go, I think, like May till mid-August kind of thing. So yeah, we're kind of, I guess, quite a bit over halfway through, I guess. We're on the last bit of this quarter of the schedule there. So usually just kind of a full season from September to April there. And I think last year we got cut short, unfortunately, there. They split it up into two just in case something like that happened. But it's unfortunate we didn't get to finish the fall season last fall. So, yeah.
Do you have pads that match the team colors, or did you?
I threw some pad skins on there. They were just because I guess I had like an old set of I was always like a loyal like CCM guy, so I was like rocking like E-Flex 2s from like 2015 until this past summer. They did their job, but they're pretty worn out. But no, I got some Bowers 2Xs or whatever this past summer, so figured flat face pad, and they were just generic colors, stock off the shelf, throw a little color on them. Unfortunately, the blue pad skins didn't stick too well. I don't know why. So it's just got some red on there anyways. So
do you like the new Bowers?
Yeah, they're good. I don't mean the shit on them, but the quality I was hoping would be a little better, just considering what I paid for them. But no, they're a lot nicer. They just only have Velcro rather than, like, I think I have like leather straps on my old ones, and are the leather buckles and all that, and just saves a little bit of time anyways, and easier to adjust and all that. So yeah, they're good in that regard, and they perform well. I just think it'd be a little better if they lasted a bit longer than what I think they're going to, but oh well.
Have you tried other, like you said, CCMs, but have you tried other pads?
No, I was always pretty loyal to CCM gear. Maybe it's just because I don't know, the superstitious kind of this in me there that I didn't like to change things up. I just kind of stuck to like that same pad my whole life and all that. But yeah, no, I figured what the heck, may as well switch it up, get in with the new and whatnot. But I don't know. I think probably if I get another set, I'll explore what's out there, try a bunch of new stuff, and hopefully get like a custom pair that matches the team and all that. That'd be pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah. when you guys get sponsored, for sure do that.
And not heck.
It. Oh, sorry. When you do, for sure.
Heck, if they're willing to pay for stuff, heck, I'll slap a big logo or their logo on my pads if it means it gets us a sponsorship. Hey.
Well, there you go. So, when you drink beer or beverage, do you use a koozie?
I'd say more for me. If I'm at the lake, I usually koozie up, but I usually drink them quick enough that I don't need to, that it doesn't warrant one, I guess. And I mean, I guess it's pretty cold outside here. It stays cold if we're drinking one on like the ODR or anything. So.
And you don't worry about your hands because you have gloves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I usually throw them back fast enough where it's more of a hassle to put it into the koozie than it is to just crack it and drink it real quick. I'm not a sit and enjoy one beer over an hour type. I'm a crack it and finish the beer like two sips kind of guy.
Yeah, we're shotgun kind of family for drinking beers at the lake and stuff. So it's usually mixed drinks or into a cup for me, but if we do, I think we've got a Yeti koozie out at the lake or something, but use that once in a while. My girlfriend enjoys that for putting her drinks in, because she likes the Yeti logo too. So
do you guys have a favorite chirp?
Harrison's got a few, I know that for sure.
I'm getting some dirty looks from my mom across the kitchen here, so I don't have any off the top of my head here.
Is that because you're censoring yourself now?
maybe a little bit, yeah. for the sake of public image, yes, I am censoring myself.
You're the enforcer. You're supposed to have the best chirp.
I don't ask them to. It's just they just add there because I'm young, I guess.
It just sounds like your mouth goes first, and then you realize what happens.
It does run fast. My mouth on the ice, but I feel like a lot of the guys, because I grown up with them and stuff, and they see me as like their little brother as well. They just kind of want to step in, so because he won't. So
no. You get yourself into something, you got to get yourself out.
Yeah,
I'm not here to protect you.
I was gonna say, for me, I guess I don't really have a chirp, but I was gonna say I don't really get nothing at my end. It's all the fun shit happens away from me, so I'm never part of it. But
that's a good thing then, if it's happening away from you.
Yeah, although I you know, I do miss it when it's like kind of like when it's right in front of me and stuff, you know. It's always interesting to see what's going on, and you know, but what the heck is it? I was gonna say it's not really a chirp or anything, but I think it kind of started like a few way back, like minor hockey and stuff like that. So I think some guy, he had like a breakaway or whatever, and he like missed the net by like a lot, like way up and high up and wide kind of thing there. And I gave him one of the good old like, it's good. And the guy was just, he was so pissed after that, and it just rattled him the rest of the game. So once in a while, if a guy on the other team, if I think I can rattle him, I might throw up one of those if he misses the net. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but because it's kind of one of those things, if it works, it's like, hey, that works out good for me and works out good for the team. Not that it matters too much in beer leagues, but shit, I'll take it.
I mean, that's a great one. I feel like some of those are like the best ones, but you know, with Letterkenny, I feel like everybody's trying to step up their chirp game, but I just feel like some of those are just even better.
Yeah, they're pretty witty on there.
I mean, we had one guy on our team that likes to run his mouth that I usually play defense with, and told one guy that was getting in his face during the game, like, hey, say hi to your daughter after the game for me. And that just sent the guy off the rails. Like, the guy was in the box trying to fight, had to be escorted out by the refs. And of course, it was an older guy too, so maybe his daughter was our age. And I don't know, just hit a nerve.
Yeah, well, I think we hit nerves with a few teams there. That's the reason why we're one of the top penalized teams in the league, I think.
Well, we got one of the enforcers right here. So how many teams are in your league?
Shit, so a lot. I know that. I think there's like eight in our division for sure. Yeah. Eight or nine.
Oh, wow.
And then we had just moved up a division because apparently if you win too many games, they move you up. Not just be first. They're like, oh, you guys are doing good against all these teams. Let's move you up against harder teams. Yeah, so then you guys lose.
We're beating them by like one goal, and then we get moved up and we're getting beat by like three goals. I'm like, yeah, it sucked.
We're doing a little better now, though. I mean, the odd game, we kind of shit the bed a little, but overall, I think, no, we're kind of used to it. But yeah, no, I think if we would have stayed in that division, we would be undefeated right now still.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one team that we played where it was a bunch of 17, 18-year-old kids that were playing with their dads. So you were out against playing against the kids. There was so much skating. They were just going all the time, and then the dads came out and it was nice and slow. It slowed down the pace of play. Things were nice and easy. Yeah,
I might only have a couple years on them, but they sure get a lot more exercise than us. So.
Do you guys have the same thing that we do down here where, you know, obviously the kids and the figure skaters get priority ice, so you get like the later night shifts or early mornings?
Yeah, more so you get the late ones.
Yeah. I think with the complex we play at, though, the ice is more expensive for the kids to rent. So when we sign up through the organization, we get cheaper ice and just get it assigned. So we don't play that late usually. It's like 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
10:30 the odd time. I think we got a couple of those coming up. But yeah, like Owen said, they're usually like 7, 8, 9 o'clock. So it's not too bad. But
yeah, that's not bad at all.
At least, especially when it's on a weekday, because, you know, we do have to work the next day, most of us on the team, I think, or some of us in finishing up university and whatnot or whatever. I'll take a few 10:30 games once in a while. If it means we get decent times during the week, I'll take it.
Does it switch? Like, do you have a set day or does it switch between a couple days? Or because like ours, like it's Saturday or Sunday some days, and then like other leagues are Thursday or Wednesday, Thursdays, but sometimes it's always Thursdays.
No, it's I think it's usually pretty random. I think for the most part, I think we're pretty lucky if we get like weekend games. Usually it's kind of, I think it's usually like a Monday or like a Monday or Wednesday kind of thing, or a Thursday. But it's pretty scattered. I don't think there's been a consistent day of the week that we play.
Yeah, it used to be pretty consistent. Like before COVID, it was your team would play like Wednesdays or Thursdays. And now it's, I think 2 weeks ago, we had a game Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday or something. So like 3 games in a 6-day span or something like that. And yeah.
Now we don't play for like 2 weeks. So.
Well, there you go. Do you guys have a resident DJ in the locker room, or do you keep it kind of just conversations, or do you have music or pump up music or anything like that?
That one definitely falls on Ash here. He's
I'm not gonna pull it out. It's kind of underneath a bunch of stuff, but I upgraded our team speaker this past month here. So we got a nice speaker going there. I mean, you guys kind of helped contribute to some of the music that goes in there for sure. But I guess I'm kind of the team DJ there.
Do you have a team playlist?
We do actually. Yeah, if you go on Spotify, I don't know what you have to search up. I think it's like something.
Is
like
it Cocky Hockey?
No, I should have. I think it's just like Roosters pregame or something. I think there's like a link in like our Insta bio or something for it, I think. But I think we got some pretty good taste. I mean, maybe it's debatable, but I think we all like the music. And I mean, if you guys don't, you guys should probably tell me.
Some post-game bangers.
Speaking of that, post-game, whenever we get a win there, we blast some Shania Twain. So that's kind of like our post-game tradition there for a win. So
yeah,
only for wins. So if you lose, there's no Shania.
No
music.
It's music.
Yeah, we get to be disappointed in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Shania, it's only good if we hear Shania after a win, so we got to keep it that way.
Yeah, man, I feel like a woman just doesn't hit after you lose a game.
No, it kind of hits the wrong way.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you ruffle some feathers, pun intended, with that song afterwards?
I don't know if the other teams can hear us, but it definitely gets us a little pumped up to go home and go to bed.
Yeah,
so.
exactly.
It's a good lullaby for you.
Yeah, exactly. Use the rest of your energy.
Have to avoid the polar bears on the streets because
this is stop and don't get hit by some moose or apples. So,
do you have like a genre that you guys normally listen to, or is it pregame? I should say, or is it just whatever?
Kind of a mix of everything.
Yeah.
We have a bit of a rap, EDM, some rock. If we're really feeling sentimental, we'll throw in some like old school emo stuff and listen to that, like some early 2000s, like Blink-182 and stuff.
Linkin Park.
Yeah, some Linkin Park. It's just kind of see how the boys are feeling. Sometimes Ash will go check how the ice is doing, turn off the speaker, and I'll just pull out my phone and we'll serenade the boys a bit for the last couple seconds before we head out on the ice, because yeah, I usually don't show up until everyone is pretty much heading on the ice, so I've got to play some music for myself. So
you just got a song you're singing in your head.
Yeah, usually it's something along the lines of "Hello, darkness, my old friend," or "Mr. Lonely." That's it. Sitting there by myself in the dressing room.
Do you just like to be fashionably late, or?
Poor time management. I'll blame it on my girlfriend. She's got bad timing. So,
I mean, last game I was visiting him before the game, and we ended up leaving, left a little late, like 40 minutes to the game. He gets in his car and he's driving away, and he's like, "Oh yeah, we're stopping at Dairy Queen because my girlfriend wants a blizzard before the game."
Yeah. Oh, burr.
And I was like, "You do realize it's like a 15-minute drive to the rink, and then you have to change." He's like, "I'll make it."
Yeah, we
showed up like 3 minutes before the game.
I got on before the buck drops, so I even got like a 2-minute warm up in there. I got to stretch it. So
the only guy that shows up later than you, I think, is Johnny. Johnny's the captain. The captain always shows up the latest.
Yeah, we'll be like period starting, and you see him opening up the dressing room door.
Yeah. I'll give him credit though. He'll come out there. He'll score like 3 goals though. Still, so. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It works, I guess. I'll take it if he shows up a little late, but
exactly.
He can't waste all of his skill in the warm-up. That's his thing.
Yeah.
He has a finite amount of skill per game, and if he uses it during warm-ups, he's done.
Yeah, our energy levels aren't the same as they used to be, so the warm-up, that'll take a whole period out of me if I'm out there for a warm-up.
I swear that's like every team, because like I had a teammate that we used to joke, like, will she make it before the second period? Because, like, every time she was so late.
And I feel like for some teams, it is a strategy, because we have versed a couple teams where, because everyone gets tired when the, like, second or third starting, and then you'll see a couple extra guys walking to the other bench, and we're like, what the heck's going on here? And then they've got some fresh legs out there.
Like, super fresh.
Yeah.
Do you guys swap out the goalie, too?
No, Ash does pretty good blocking rubber in the net, so
yeah, thanks, boys.
Yeah,
I tend to leave them high and dry, and yeah, almost never ends up in a goal, so that makes it a little bit easier to not back check quite as hard.
If we see some guys going towards the net, if we see guys going towards the net, we're like, Ash has got it, we don't need to skate, so and most of the time he does get it, like, so we're pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a 3-on-0, and it's like, oh, that's gonna be a goal. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah,
I think Ash got this one.
Someone's going on a breakaway. We're like, don't even skate. We don't want the rebound. Ash will eat that, and he does so.
Every time.
I don't think Ash has been squared on a breakaway in like this season. So
no, I stopped the penalty shot earlier. Or last game, I think.
Last game. Like that. Yeah. So we can just trip the guy and like give him penalty shots. And
yeah, if that's what you want, Dash. Yeah. Like, we can gladly do that for you, buddy.
I mean, so some you're games. Yeah, breakaway, I don't get it. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that at least the last while, maybe, I don't know, maybe playing lower down the division, it helps a little.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, no, it's a lot different from like junior hockey shots. Not that this level's like that we're playing is complete like. Completely terrible or anything, but like I think this is probably maybe more my level and all that, but yeah, no, thanks, boys. Big confidence booster for next game.
It's not like, often that us goalies get anything like that, so you guys are good teammates.
We try our hardest.
So I like to talk about head. Do you like head on your beer? Good segue.
Did you hear my dad give a little giggle? Yeah, you got him laughing on that one. I'm not the biggest beer drinker, so I usually get like if I go out for a like supper or something, maybe I'll get like a Budweiser, Bud Light, and I don't know if it comes with a little bit of foam on top. I don't know too much.
You kind of got dragged into this at the last second. We were sitting eating supper, and I was like, "Hey, me and Esher are doing this podcast. Like, you want to join?" He's like, "Not really." I was like, "No, you're joining. You don't have an option on this one."
You're the little brother. You just have to go along with it.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay, because from what I heard, he's buying me and my girlfriend Dairy Queen after this. So, yeah. See? He can't even say anything about it because it's being recorded right now. So,
yeah.
It all works out. What about you? Do you like head on your beer?
Not a huge fan of it. Not a huge
fan. He's not a big head fan.
I'd rather have the beer like right up to the rim. Feel like it's more bang for your buck that way. Yeah.
Some may say it's more of a rim job type of guy. Yeah. What are you, Brandon?
I'm honestly, to me, it is what, if I mean, if there's a bit much on there, I don't care, whatever, it is what it is. If I'm paying a lot for it, then yeah, sure, I definitely want a lot less head on the beer, but you know, I don't know, an equal balance, I don't know, like an inch or so is kind of like perfect, but I'm not too picky. As long as the beer tastes good, I'm not too fussy with it.
There you go. And then also to go along with it, do you wear a cage, a visor, or nothing at all? And then do you wear a cat eye or a regular cage? And do you wear a dangler or a collar for the goalie?
You boys go first.
No, you give her first.
I think all of the guys wear almost all the guys wear visors except one. I know Harrison here wants to get a chrome tinted visor just because he knows it'll make people angry.
So you can be just like Shorzy.
Oh, I don't even know if he has one, but I want to get like a complete like one-way chrome one. So then
the old Ovi one, or
sorry,
like the old Ovi one, like that he wore back.
Well, yeah, like I think or... I think even darker.
Even darker.
Well, not tinted, like chrome. Like
one straight chrome. Like
one one-way mirror. Because I think like we also have like a couple of us have colorful skate laces and stuff. Like I've got purple ones, Owen has green, and then another guy has pink and then yellow and whatever. So I think it'd be funny if we also had matching chrome tinted eyes for our laces. And I had a cage, but then everyone was making fun of me, so I wanted to keep it because it's kind of funny. But yeah, it's
funny when the guy that runs his mouth all game has a cage because you know he's not gonna do anything.
Yeah, but then I thought I should probably get rid of it because then I'll look cooler too. I'll go with our jerseys better. We look pretty good with our jerseys on. So
you look like a you know what you're doing out there with the visor on.
Exactly. You gotta look the part. You gotta pretend to play.
People,
yeah.
Look good, exactly. Play good.
Exact. Something like that. Don't know about right. Playing, but at least I look good.
Yeah. So.
So you guys don't have the rink doesn't require you to wear one?
They require a visor at minimum. At like
you, okay.
Yeah.
And the rest have actually got Matic guys that wear their visor like way up here. So it's not actually covering your face because it's supposed to cover. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think like I'm not even allowed to wear a cat eye. I think I can get an exception, but I think like it's Hockey Canada is weird with their rules. But yeah, I don't think you're allowed to unless you're playing like pro or something in Canada. So I just got like a regular, like straight bar. I think I got, yeah, it's like a white cage there. I don't know why there were the lights at the rink in Gemini. When I wore a chrome cage, like I had a chrome cage, I could like it reflected so bad off of there, the lighting. So I got a white cage and it helps a lot. But if I can maybe get an exception to get like a cat eye cage on my mask, I would probably do it. Just make sure you guys keep the guys out of the crease. They got like no knobs on their sticks, so I don't like lose an eye or anything.
It's definitely the fear. Do you wear a dangler or a collar?
I got like, I don't know, I guess would it be a collar? It's like the Vaughn ones. It doesn't really, I mean, I guess it like protects my collarbones and everything, but no, I kind of like it open and free a bit there. I don't wear a dangler. I wore one when I was younger and it just gave me a headache. It rattled around and everything, but no, I just make sure I tuck my chin, and I got a couple that kind of ride up, but most of the guys I don't think are, they're out to headhunt me. Maybe in warmups, you guys sometimes it shoot a little high at times, but
gotta make sure
trying to make my awake.
Those 10 o'clock games, gotta put one right between the eyes, make sure Brandon's on the game.
I mean, the one game, I think it was Steele that domed me with one there, and I like tripped on a puck or something. I think some of you guys thought like I like got like knocked out from the shot or something. I don't know, but no, I think that game I like had like a really good game. So maybe it works. I don't know.
All
don't keep doing it, but we'll see.
You just have to rally a bunch off of your face.
Do you have a painted helmet or a custom helmet, or do you just have the normal?
What is it? It's like, it's just like a vinyl, I guess. It's just like a, not really fully custom. It's got the logo on it, but yeah, no, it's just like a simple vinyl. Some point, if I get a new mask, I'll look at maybe getting it. But I think if I'd rather put money somewhere, I'd rather put it into like a better mask than saving on the mask and going all in on a vinyl. But yeah, no, just a simple vinyl, I guess, for now anyways.
There you go. And then this is the part where I like to let you guys shamelessly plug or just let people know where they can follow you. Obviously, you have a YouTube. Do you have TikTok, Twitter, all that stuff? Where can we all follow you and your journey?
I think we're kind of cool kids. We got pretty much everything except for TikTok and Snapchat for the team. So I think I don't know what handles are for Facebook, but we got a Facebook page, Saskatoon Roosters Hockey Club, Twitter, which we don't really use, but if you want to follow, go ahead. It's like, what's the username for that? It's like at STOON Roosters, because Saskatoon Roosters. Yeah, Saskatoon Roosters didn't fit, I guess, too long. Instagram, Saskatoon Roosters, YouTube, same as our Facebook there. And then we also have a website too, which I don't know how many people actually go to the website, but that's SaskatoonRoosters.com.
Do you have merchandise?
Yeah. No, but
if you want us to get merchandise, so. If there's a demand for it, we can supply it.
I think we can sell it.
Everybody wants a cocky sweatshirt.
Exactly.
I know lots of the time during the games, guys will mention, oh, I saw on your guys' Instagram today, or, oh, don't post me on your Instagram. It's like yeah. One of the goalies we scored, I think 9 or 10 goals on, and he's like, oh, don't mention me in the Instagram. That was a poor performance or something. And I was like, okay.
And then the ref comes by and he's like, yeah, you're posting him, aren't you?
Yeah, it really was a shitty game. Good job.
We are definitely the most popular team in Saskatoon, eh?
Well, that people are afraid of being on your Instagram because they don't want to look foolish. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Brandon's built us an empire. That's for sure.
Yeah, I guess. Well, you know what? I'll throw out a couple, two more shout outs anyways. There's Stubby Stick Tape. They've been, you boys love the tape and the wax there. They've been, it's been doing well for us there. And then Rival Hockey for our jerseys and everything. And, also, since Owen mentioned earlier, local brewery. I don't know if there's video in this at some point if you'll ever post it, but 9 Mile Legacy there in Saskatoon. Maybe they somehow hear this. I think Sean, I can't remember the other guy's name, but if you guys ever end up listening to this, we'd love a sponsorship from you boys. Or any other brewery in Saskatoon or wherever. We love
you guys
one.
Need your own Rooster beer.
Yeah, exactly. Some pocky brews, yeah.
You have to call it Rise and Shine, though. It's got to be.
Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. Noted. Of the Saskatoon Roosters.
Well, thank you guys so much, especially for letting me steal you away from your dessert, obviously.
No worries. It was fun.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys so much. It's awesome. It's a great follow too on Instagram. Obviously, that's why. So definitely do that. But thanks for letting me steal some of your time. I appreciate you guys and go follow them.
Yeah, cheers. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for talking hockey with us. Cheers, and we'll see you at the next game.